Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everybody. Hello, 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 and welcome to...
Yes, yes.
Yeah, this should be interesting. How's everybody doing tonight? We're hoping everybody having a good, happy, mellow Monday. That's what we're having out here in Cali, kicking it in the Bay Area, with the nice sun, nice fam, all the good things that's going on. So we hoping you guys are feeling the same way, too. So happy Monday. And I think we're going to go into our topic soon, because it's a lot to talk about. Like, when we talked about this topic as a group, this topic, it had us in a very long and deep and involved conversation. So we want you guys to get into the conversation as well. So we're going to go around and introduce ourselves like we always do, get into that word of the day, and get into this hot topic. I'm at Solo Flows.
I'm at Tisco
Nitty. I'm at Ann's Dream.
Who the rest of the crew at? Let's go, man. We're on location. Get it together.
I'm at I mean.
I'm at Cali Bud 3.
I'm at Dr. J Money.
And we all in the building, man. You know
we
what I'm saying?
All here, man.
It took a minute for us to fall in, but we all in, man. You know what I'm saying? And we, like we said, we hoping everybody having a magnificent Monday. We usually on Ustream the first Monday of the month, but unfortunately we're not going to be on Ustream tonight, but we will be premiering an amazing video by the lovely, amazing Ayo VIP, man, who went and killed Miami Heat. You know what I'm saying? So we got a new video on exclusive for y'all. We got some good music. But we also want to talk to y'all about this hot topic, man. It's like, should the poll be on the poll? That's the question that we got tonight. We're talking about star strippers versus gym strippers. You know what I'm saying? We want to know how everybody's feeling about that out there to call.
You ain't
having a conversation.
You ain't had to say it like
that. Get on the pole.
Yeah, you ain't had to say it. You made it sound hella disgusting. That's like, it's biased. There you go.
What? Should the pole get on
that
the pole?
That was real one-sided. That wasn't right.
What should I say I mean?
Just to tell her what it is. You just said it. The second time you said it. You said, should the sub be on the pole? Period, point blank.
Okay, should a star be on the poll? Obviously, I mean, think so. Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to get into Dr. J's word of the day, and we're going to get into this argument, I mean, conversation. Go ahead, Dr. J. All
right, y'all. Dr. J's word of the day tonight is etiquette. Everybody pretty much knows what etiquette is. It's the way you act when you're in public. Whether you have proper etiquette or you slip every now and then, it's basically how you control yourself and your manners. And right now, the stud etiquette, I feel, is being broken to a certain extent, because when you do what you do out there on the pole, people aren't looking at you as a stud anymore. They're looking at you as a female. Whether it's a dude tipping you or a female tipping you, you're either bisexual now or you're not a stud anymore, as far as I'm concerned. So today's word of the day is etiquette.
Okay. Dr. J saying the etiquette ain't working in that regard. So I understand, and I definitely feel you. I want to see, you know, what I want, too, though, is the passionate femmes to weigh in on this. You know, especially I mean, man. You know, she's passionate about it. She's been fighting us like a lion in the cage. 220, and I mean the femmes on our team kind of disagree with us. That's good. So we're trying to figure out what's on their mind. You know what I'm saying? From the star perspective, should the poll be on the poll is the question. That's my question. And obviously, everybody agrees and everybody disagrees. That's just a part of life, right? So we're going to try to have a good, healthy conversation and agree to disagree if that's what we need to do, but we definitely want to cover this topic. So go ahead, Amin. Open it up with your opinion.
Well. I mean, says, get your ass on that pole and do a little thing. You know? Because, you know, we like to see shit too. We like for y'all to take it off and do a little wiggle, and you know, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Why is there something wrong with that? I don't understand. You guys like to go to the fucking strip club and see femmes or just regular fucking straight bitches take it off. Why can't we see you guys take it off? There are even men strippers, so why can't there be stud strippers? Please tell me why. Please, somebody answer my question.
Because when a stud strips and a guy tips them, they're no longer, they're bisexual now.
Exactly.
Because the stud is not, the guy is just not going to put the dollar next to him. He's going to grab on you and touch on you and do stuff that you have to be okay with. And if you're a stud, why are you okay with another man touching you unless you're a bisexual?
But then to be a stud stripper, you don't necessarily got to be, like, on a pole or be, you know what I'm saying, dancing for dudes. Like, it's like somebody said, being a male stripper. Now, me personally, I'm not going to watch a stud stripper. Like, I'm going to go make a phone call or something and think that somebody else will call up. But that doesn't necessarily, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't necessarily make you bi, I don't think.
Well, it's not even about being bi, though. It's just really, I mean, it's all about opinion, too. But it's just really, like, it's what you're standing for. You know, it goes into what people think the definition of a stud is. You know, and I think that kind of, like, paints the image, like, way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, a stud is supposed to stand for something. And I know we all women, and I know we're all the same underneath, like, you know, most arguments we have, but at the end of the day, man, it's, you know, you kind of, it's like an army, you know what I'm saying? And you kind of tripping out the, you know what I'm saying? You basically falling out of line, basically, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, now everybody thinks that all studs strip and all studs is cool this way, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter if y'all fuck girls at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still, you know what I'm saying? A bitch is underneath. And basically, that's not how we get respect now. That everybody thinks it's a joke now, you feel me?
But yeah, that boils all the way down to that stud code. Like, what is the stud code? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Studs. Is there one? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I personally don't think that stripping takes away from the stud code. It doesn't take away from the person. It doesn't take away from your masculinity, your femininity. It's just a way to make money and a way to do or give a show. I mean, everybody has an audience. Male strippers, fem strippers, stud strippers. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to see it, don't go see it.
Absolutely, and all my dollars.
From, go ahead.
Absolutely, and all my dollars would be in my pocket.
And that's all good, but.
Yeah, I mean, going, like, I feel like this. This is so low. I feel like if you don't, like you said, if you don't want to see it, don't go see it. You know what I'm saying? It's like the same way I feel about people who come to gay pride, but they anti-gay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you don't like it, don't bring yourself to the event. You know what I'm saying? But it doesn't, I don't think it makes a person bad or bi. Like like me, for example, where I put the brakes on, because I'm realistic, and I know underneath, we're all the same. You know what I'm saying? So when she get naked down to the titties and pussy, you know what I'm saying? She's still a female, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, for me, it's like, I don't know if I want it, like, with that masculine persona, I don't know, like, with the titties and coochie, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, how that would come across. Because you can't stop.
At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, and you take it off, like you said, and there is, I am attracted to a woman. I am a lesbian. I am attracted to a woman, period, point blank. I like the pearl. I like the boobs. I like the ass. So if you take it off and underneath all of those whatever clothes you wearing and it looks the same as what the fuck I got, I'm still going to look and I'm going to think that's sexy as fuck and I'm going to be turned on. I don't understand
exactly
how a lesbian would it. I don't. When they are stripping, they are taking on a form. It's an identity. It's a mask. They're putting on a mask, basically. It's a uniform. They put it on and they do their little wiggle and they get you into this fantasy where it's just a fantasy. And yes, a fantasy. If there's nothing on them, how is that turning you guys off?
Because it's about the aura. Like, if you give it off a masculine aura, or either you give it off a feminine aura, and if you give it off that masculine aura, then, you know what I'm saying, our auras is clashing, because my aura is susceptible to that feminine aura, so I could tell you looking like a stud to me, basically.
Okay,
so can I ask a question?
I have a question.
What's the difference between a male stripping for females and a stud stripping for females? How does that take away from that aura?
Because Callie can answer the question real quick. I mean, I know y'all gonna say, but intention, like sometimes they might, but male strippers don't intend on dancing for males. You know, sometimes it happens, of course, we live in reality, but most of the time they don't. But when you have a stud stripper, you know what I'm saying? They know it's a girl. So automatically, girl means titties and ass. You feel
Let
what
me
I'm
stop
saying?
You right there.
It's
within
the
LGBT community, you have lesbian clubs where studs trip for femmes. What's wrong with that?
Okay, you haven't seen how many times have we seen straight dudes in gay clubs? Lesbian,
exactly. And lesbian men right there making their money, whether that dude is looking or not.
But I'm saying,
does that make him gay? Does that take it from his masculinity?
Yeah, like, because at the end of the day, it's what they're stripping, what they're trying to, at the end of the day, it's what they're seeing. It's titties and ass. And if that's what they consider titties and ass, how is anybody going to respect, you know what I'm saying, our society as thugs? We trying to be respected as stand-up type niggas. Well, I know I am. I know I don't want to be seen for, at the end of the day, I know you'll strip for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't about this life. You feel me? All you need is, you know what I'm saying? It basically boils down to, like, oh, all you need is some dick. I'm going to just keep it all the way 100. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like... No, that's real shit. Like, that's real shit. It's just like, it's just the whole stripping, the whole meaning of stripping. When you a girl, it's like, okay, if you stripping and you getting all sensual, of course, okay, you doing it. Even if you're a lesbian, you're doing it for women. But it's like the way, it's just the, like Dream said, it's like, what you say, aura? It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the feeling you get. It's like
okay.
Sensual, but not. It's basically you're basically contradicting your whole style, basically, of who you trying to be, basically.
But my question right here for Dream, okay, so you said you could feel an aura, it's their aura or whatever, when they dance. Like, what? Okay, I want you to break it down. How are you able to tell by their aura while they're dancing? Like, I want to know.
You can, of course, tell. If they ain't got
no clothes on, if they ain't got no clothes on and they dancing, what kind of aura are they supposed to be giving off right now? Like, what is your, please name, do a list of what they do that makes their aura stand out.
First of all, they got on panties and a bra, a real bra from Victoria's Secret.
No,
that
but
aura.
They don't have on panties
and
a bra. They got on boxers and probably a sports bra.
Oh, man, that's not the one I see.
Was for
I ain't
Green.
Pointing on names out, too. But, man, we not pointing on names. Go ahead, Dream. They want you to speak.
Can
y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you back on.
Hello? Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm here. All right, so what it is for me is if it's a stud, like somebody said, she going to come on the sports bra, you know what I'm saying? She not finna put on no bikini. If she do, then it's going to be like, you know, I don't know. But if she going to be a little yoked, you know, shoulders a little bigger. But if it's a femme, she going to walk out in her little bikini, booty jiggling. You know what I'm saying? Might have a little belly button piercing, and it's going to give you a different type of vibe. And then a stud going to come out walking all hard and shit, you know, and a film going to lightly.
And then
you know,
dancing all soft and rubbing up. What the fuck? Get the fuck. You know, and that's no disrespect to anybody that do that either. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you want to live that life, you know what I'm saying, do that. But if you want... I'm not going to say it at all. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
If you a stud stripper, then more power to you. You know, the ladies gonna, either way, at the end of the day, whatever the ladies love, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So if the ladies don't love it, then go for it. But I'm not going to watch a stud stripper.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going
to
be putting dollars in their draws. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to put a dollar in a stud draws, but, you know.
Because at the end of the day, we trying to see ass and titties. And we don't want to see no.
And a stud
that's like looking at a nigga.
But if that stud is dressed like a nigga,
why would I try to look at another? That's just like me looking at a dude with a bra that's thick, that got a woman shaped body, that's trying to dance with me. It's like that.
And you actually,
like, why
you
would
absolutely
I to,
right, Callie. But I'm gonna put it like this: she not out there stripping for you. She's stripping for the femme.
Man,
there's an audience for everybody. So what you got to do is turn your head at that 10:30 show.
If it's dudes in the audience, whether she's stripping for them or not, they're going to be watching. They're going to be tipping. They're going to be doing whatever it is they want to be doing at that time. But, I mean, so what does that make?
I just say good luck to them, man. Good luck to them to get your money, boo boo. You know what I'm saying? But I just think there is a
really
kind of stuck hole. Like, I just don't think I'll be watching that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good, bro.
I think so.
Hey, somebody
like,
please
list
the requirements for me for stud code. Because is it about the way you dress? Is it about the way you act? Like, what is it?
Please tell me what it is. I mean, if this is, you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking for myself, too. If everybody don't get at me on Facebook or nothing, talk about, oh, Cali Bud bashing. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying it like this. Don't put everybody in the same category if everybody not the same. I'm going to just put it like that. When I signed up for this stuff business, I did not know that was on the agenda. You feel me? I thought, you know what I'm saying, it was a mentality that you stood for, just like when you join up, you know what I'm saying? This is how I feel. This is how I'm represented. If you was put in a category that you didn't feel was represented properly, you wouldn't want to be in that category either. And I'm not saying stud, you know, as saying stripping is, you know, bad, but it's just, it's an iffy situation for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, okay, you stripping for films and shit, but it's like, man, I don't know.
I think it depends on
the videos, man. I've seen the videos, and it's all types of people in there, and they not just in boxer briefs and sports bras. You feel what I'm saying?
I think it depends on the situation. Like, if you're at home doing it for somebody, then that's different. Even if you go to a private party where you know who going to be there, then that's different. But when you open yourself up to go into a club where you don't know who going to be in and out, then, you know what I mean, that's a lot different. Because you can control a personal setting. You can't control who goes in and out of the club.
See, this is what I mean. I tell you, like I said, I'm on the fence with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm a money making motherfucker. That's what I like. You know what I'm saying? Money talking bullshit walk. Period. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to the hustle, people are gonna get out there and get their shit. You know what I'm saying? But it takes a particular person, and everything ain't for everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Like, personally, as a stud, I don't fuck around like that. Period. You know what I'm saying? Like, my lady, yeah, my lady see my body, my curves, my everything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't denying that I'm a woman. You know what I'm saying? But that's for my lady. If I'm in the club and a dude even walk up to me, it's a public situation. And that's what my point is. If I'm in there, you can't control who comes in there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even stud for stud. So if a stud walks up to me, I'm going to have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? And that's just keeping it 100. I don't have a problem with people being stud for stud. I'm not stud for stud. I don't want a stud coming up to me putting shit in my pants. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I want. Now, all money ain't good money to me. That's what it comes down to. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not taken away from nobody else. But, like I said, if a dude came up to me because he's a paying customer, what the fuck am I going to tell him? No, I'm not going to dance for you. You know what I'm saying? Then that's going to go ahead and create a problem. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of motherfuckers just want to test you to stress you. You feel what I'm saying? They just want to come in there and be like, oh, this bitch coming to town tonight or whatever's going on. Let me go in here and see what's up. Or you always got that straight dude that want to come see what's popping. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that brothers don't always be that way, but, you know, if in the case that happens, you know what I'm saying, you really can't do much in that situation. So me personally, I wouldn't put myself in that situation to even do that, to even have to refuse somebody, to even have to get an attitude, to even have to raise up on somebody. I'm not going to put myself in that situation, period. You know what I'm saying? So, but like I said, it ain't nothing necessarily wrong with it. If you don't have a problem with it, you know what I'm saying, I just know which way that shit can go. You know what I'm saying? I know it can go either way. And personally, I'm just not for the bullshit. So we're going to take a call. And the caller with the last four digits of 5425.
God, thank you. Thank you. Are you guys serious right now? Are you serious?
We didn't start this up.
Oh, my God. So what is the difference? One. What is the difference from a femme stripping for a stud and a stud stripping for a femme?
Thank you, please. Thank you.
It's a whole different.
For
it's
one,
a whole different.
Two.
No, 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 no.
Two.
Let it talk.
Two.
know. I don't hear
you
judgment.
Know what? The only difference between a stud stripping for a femme and a femme stripping for a stud is that when the stud is stripping for the femme, she is breaking down. Not in a personal one on one. Not between two mates. In a whole environment, that I think they're breaking down their masculinity that they stand in.
I think because we are women.
Yes, I think. I just think that you know what I'm saying. We kind of breaking it down.
Do what I do, and you can be girly sometimes. Like, I love that shit. I love that.
Can I ask you a question? How do you identify?
Identify as a femme.
Okay.
Exactamundo. There you go.
But I'm just I just feel like if we're going to have a judgment on females in general stripping, then that's the conversation. Mm-hmm. But to dissect film from sex, they're doing the same thing, and it's the same conversation. It's just they're doing it for the opposite group. Like, a stud is doing it for a femme, and studs might be there. A femme is usually doing it for a stud, and femme might be there. Like, it's just, it's the same fucking thing to me.
See, the whole point is we need some voices. We need stud voices, and we need stud voices. And we have voices all within our, you know, we have different voices within our community. And I think that's something that we don't give a lot of credit to, because we feel like we're just supposed to feel a certain way. And it's not putting down a stud, but just because we're LGBTQ, within that, there's still preferences. That's why there's different stem, no labels, studs, femme. That's why there's those labels within homosexuality. If not, we wouldn't have different sectors of the sexuality, period. It would just be women loving women. But we know it's not like that. Just like you just said, you don't want to fuck with no femme. You know what I'm saying? You don't want no femme coming at you with that. You like a stud, right?
Right. If I'm in the club and I see a femme stripper, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, why is she doing that? And I'm just not going to look. You feel me? That's just not me. I'm not going to be all up on it. But to say,
and that's
exactly what we just said.
We said we're not going to knock it. We're just going, like, Dream, did you hear Dream say when she...
But y'all said
tripping.
It questions her masculinity as a stud, though, and it shouldn't. It shouldn't question it just because she getting dope. And that should not be a question at all.
Y'all not questioning that. Now, we have six people on this panel. We have six different opinions. And everybody's opinion, is, you can't take away from the way people feel,
Callie,
because
Bud,
if that's how they feel,
that.
That's how they feel.
Callie Bud said that one, man.
You know what I mean?
Somebody said that one, man.
Yeah, if we make you feel uncomfortable with that, and we seem that we were limited and biased, that's definitely not what we're trying to say. And that's why we have these conversations and we have a radio show, mm-hmm. so that people can call in and tell us how they feel. Put us in our place. That's what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? If you feel like we're saying something that you disagree with, do what you just did right now. Call and participate.
Oh, well,
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
I got one more thing to say, and it's not to knock y'all page or nothing, but I see you guys as a positive, you know, radio show and a positive page, and I send a lot of my friends to your radio show. But lately, when I went on a page, something that's been irritating me was that, like, these posts about, like, funny-looking people, and one of them was, like, a transgender, and she kind of looked kind of fucked up. I'm not going to lie, but in that situation, I don't feel like we should make fun of her if she felt confident about it. You feel me? Because you never know, if this person sees that people are gassing on them, they could commit suicide. They could do anything when they honestly was just really posting a picture of how they really feel. And I just felt like it was kind of off how y'all, like, whoever did it, how it was on there. And I was like, damn, like, this is a positive page. And I look towards positivity from y'all. I look for positivity from y'all. So it was like, damn, like, I didn't want to, like, delete myself from the page, because I do that to other groups. Like, if I see somebody knocking a group of people, I just don't like it, because these are human beings at the end of the day. And it could be funny, yes, but I feel like at the same time, like, if we don't make fun about it, let's do it as privately as we can. Don't make this shit a social event, because you don't never know how you may hurt a person. And if we all about loving our community and any community, you feel me, we shouldn't display that if we a positive show, if you guys are a positive show.
Well, we definitely are a positive show, and we hear you out on that. And we do that just to laugh sometimes, you know what I'm saying, just because we have this little thing that's going on to say something nice. And it's a challenge for people to say something nice when they see something different, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to look at it that way as well. Like, people do make fun of it, you know, people do make fun of things, but everybody in this world is different. So that's why those things say something nice. It's funny and it's not funny. You know what I'm saying? But it's really lighthearted. But as far as positivity, we're definitely a positive show. What a lot of people don't know is we get a lot of things in our inbox about people who are sad, people who are ready to go over the edge, all type of things.
Mm-hmm.
And every person we respond to, every person we react to, and every person we give them support. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But if it's something you, as a listener, if you're saying what you're saying now, that's something that we can work on and change, because we don't want you to feel uncomfortable. We want you to see us as a positive community show, because that's what we are. It's just really difficult in a world where when you're trying to put stuff up positive and happy all the time, you know, people are sinister, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? So we just try to joke to lighten it up, but we also put loving things up there. We put all kind of things up there. But to know, as a radio station family, to know that that's something that might bother you, that's something that we can work on and change. You know what I'm saying? We're open like that. It's just like what we're saying right now on the air. It's not to knock anybody, and that's why we go out and say what we say, but we're some real-ass bitches. You understand what I'm saying? Real Bay Area bitches. And if we feel it, and it's on my mind, I'm not going to say as a stud, I'm not going to be in to say, I like this just because it's popular. I'm not going to do that. Now, I don't have to put somebody down, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we did in the beginning. We did all these disclaimers to say, this is not to say that this is bad or not. Get your money, do you, but I don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think a lot of people get that shit confused when it comes to our community, because they feel like if one does it, we all do it. But that's not the case. We're all individuals, and we have individual ways of thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we're going to definitely wrap this up and take another call, but we want you to know that we appreciate you. We appreciate you sending people to our page, and we appreciate you getting at us. You understand what I'm saying? Because that's what this is all about. It's all about changing our opinions. You're LGBTQ. You're a part of our family. You understand what I'm saying? Families don't always agree. Families don't always agree. You feel me? But they work it out at the end of the day. So what I'm telling you as Solo Flows, and what we're telling you as a radio station family, we're going to make it more positive if that's what you need as one of our listeners, because we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys, too. This is really great conversation, and I will definitely continue to listen.
And you keep watching it, and you'll see a change.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much for calling. We
thank
appreciate
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next caller with the last four digits of 9842. Caller, you're on.
Hey there. What's going on, folks? This is Therese Harley.
Hey.
Hey, family. How y'all doing?
We're good.
All right, I've been sitting here listening for the last few minutes to the conversations and just paying attention to the studs' point of views and how they address themselves, and how they mainly, it seems to be, are afraid of their appearance and how they appear from other people. In listening to it, someone gave an example of what a stud had on and the muscles and so on and so forth. So say you didn't know who that stud was, or you didn't know that person was a stud. If that same person came into the arena and then just came, if she just came naked, or say she came in panties and bra, here's where you're conditioned. Here's where you're conditioned. She's still going to be sensual and do whatever it is that she does. And you basically kind of said you would watch her and you're more attracted to her because she's in panties and a bra. Pay attention, young folks. Don't be conditioned. Choose to be the type of stud you want to be and who you are, because you're chosen to be that way. We have no blueprint. There is no blueprint. heterosexual people have a blueprint. The guy is supposed to be the head of the household. He's supposed to do all this, and the woman falls accordingly. Or two incomes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But they have a blueprint. We have no blueprint. So what happens is, because there is no blueprint, you then are influenced by your immediate surroundings, of what you've seen, what you've experienced, and what you've heard. Instead of deciding upon your own decision in your own mind, this is who I am, this is what I do, and this is how I believe and feel, you have not recognized at this point that you are conditioned. Because, we'll go back, if that would-be stud was from someplace else that you did not know, and she changed her clothes and stepped into that joint and did her thing, you said basically you find that more attractive. And so pay attention. You are conditioned in that way to have a small thing about your chosen thought process where you don't like other studs in that particular way and find them attractive, which is okay. And I get that. I really do. But on a real note, have you decided that way just because that's how you feel, or have you decided that way because your immediate environment? Because, again, if she changed her clothes, if she came completely naked, then you because pretty is pretty.
And you know what? That's what, and this is Callie Bud. How you doing? I appreciate this. You know what I'm saying? This is much love that we're getting right now. And I want to answer. And I want to kind of answer what you're talking about. You talked about seeing her naked and not knowing. And I think that's what the point of what me personally I'm trying to say is. You said we're not supposed to put ourselves. You said we don't have a blueprint. Well, what do we put in different categories and different sub races and within our own community? Why do we have those type of labels if we're all the same? If that's what we're all considered, why is there
no
labels?
Yeah, you're correct in that we're not the same. But what I'm saying, in everything, and not just this subject, in everything in life, you don't recognize how conditioned you are to think a particular way, react a particular way, and most of the time, people inadvertently do not choose by their own choice to respond to different things, choose to think their own way about particular things. And that, and in that particular point of view, when of what you all were talking about as far as strippers go, it was kind of bottom line. With everybody speaking their point of view, it kind of came down to what she had on.
As a stud, that would mess with my mind a little bit because it's like, it kind of messes with how I feel sexually. You know what I'm saying? It kind of messes with my mindset. I think, and like I said, once again, this is personally. You know what I'm saying? If it's all the same, and then she comes in completely naked, but then I see her the next day and she's dressed a different way. To me, that's not a turn on to me.
I get what you're saying. It shouldn't be because you've kind of said you're not attracted to masculine identify. I don't think it always is an attraction thing. Because when it comes down to it, all of you guys, everybody needs to understand the what it is in the stripper world. That whole thing in women, period, is a degrading stance to be, a circumstance to be. We are stronger, more powerful. And the greatest thing ever to exist are women, and we don't exercise our power. So when you go when a person wants to go, and they all they want to do is make some money. That's all they want to do. We want
Hold on. Let me come in on that. Now this is so flows. What you're saying is like the statement that you just made right now is that strippers is degrading, right? Okay, so I have people who would totally disagree with you on that. It's a lot of strippers who make their money, they respect what they do, they respect their hustle, and they don't feel put down by it. And they know that their femininity
is looked at as being a degrading position. I myself don't care. Entertained, being entertained,
right, but I'm saying
that makes them money. But you're not going to go home and you're not going to tell, you're not going to tell you guys, I don't know how old you are, but if someone had children, you're going to hide from your children that you're a stripper. You're going to hide from your parents that you're, you are not going to lay that out. So you can say pride if you want to. You can be proudful about that, and you should be, because you can carry yourself stronger. But when it comes down to it, when you walk into society, when you want to live the straight and narrow and you want to earn a particular real type of income, you're not going to put resume, you're not going to put stripper on your resume. You are not.
Yes. See, like,
so,
and for me, with that, in a lot of ways, hold on, I spent a lot of time in Atlanta. And I spent a lot of time with a lot of strippers. And I spent a lot of time with strippers who made money. And I see these women as very strong, powerful, beautiful women who know what they're doing. They have no problem with their identity at all. They're happy with who they are and what they're doing. One of my friends is a stripper, very well-known stripper in Atlanta. Her son knows what she does. He's a straight-A student. She comes home and she brings the money home. It's not about how she does it. It's just the fact that she does it. It doesn't take away from that she's a good mom. It doesn't take away from her being a good person.
Yes.
She actually likes what she does. So when we talk about being identified a certain way, for example, I am a dominant. You know what I'm saying? That's who I am in my household. My woman is a femme. I'm more dominant. So if I feel, if a woman comes in a room, I'm not one to undress women and all that shit. I'm not with all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with looking at a woman and saying she coming with panties and bra and all that, because guess what? If you're a stud and you're a dominant, that shit is going to come off you like cologne. You're going to know that that's who that is. I don't give a damn if I'm in a panties and bra and heels. People are going to know from my demeanor that I am not a femme, period. I've never been that way since the day I was born. I've always played with boys. I've always been more dominant. You know what I'm saying? So there's a different way. It's almost being like made different. Even your mentality. You know what I'm saying? The way you walk, the way you carry yourself. Have you ever seen somebody who's a stud, who went femme, or a stud who tries to be feminine, but that shit comes out?
Yes, yes. I know what you mean. It doesn't. It just, there's a, it's uncoordinated or something. Yeah, yeah, I know.
But you see what I'm saying? It's just like when I walk into my homie, I'm saying, what's up, bruh? I'm like, what's up, bruh? What's up, bruh? I'm hugging him. I'm giving back. You know what I'm saying? My female partners is different. We're all females, again. But when I walk up to them, it's a different type of respect and etiquette altogether.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't even approach them the same way. So it's not like a put-down or anything like that. I just feel like people take these LGBTQ letters and put them all together. And like you said, if heterosexual got a blueprint, well, I'll be damned. We got to have a blueprint, too, because each letter in LGBTQ means something different. You know what I'm saying? And that's more variation than the heterosexual word. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, questioning. Boom.
And we appreciate y'all's opinions too, man. Because this is, you know what I'm saying? This is great. This is great feedback. You know what I'm saying, from our callers, and we really appreciate your opinion.
And we're glad that you guys listen and call in and talk to us, you know what I'm saying? But I just don't want, from this conversation, for us to seem biased, because it's brave for us to even have this conversation, because most people won't. Most people go behind closed doors and just say what they feel or just be shitty towards each other. That's not what we're here for. We're here to say, put us in our place. I understand what you're saying, a mentality of being conditioned. We're African-American in inner-city communities. A lot of times we're conditioned. You know what I'm saying? I totally get that psychological thing. I totally get it, but I just don't want us to negate the fact that we're all different. And I think we get caught up in the shuffle with that. And sometimes I feel like as a stud, I don't have a right to feel different.
You feel like that's been taken away from you to feel different.
Is that
what you're saying?
Yeah, I do. Because if I say I don't like stud for stud, I'm bad. But if I'm not going to be with a man, I'm not going to be with a woman that dresses like a man. You know, it just doesn't appeal to me. You know, it doesn't appeal to me, the dominant nature. You know what I'm saying? It's not knocking her, because, like I said, she's still a woman. She still has her beauty. She still has her femininity or whatever, but it's just not for me. I don't want a stud coming up to me trying to talk to me, because that's not what I'm attracted to.
But is that a problem in your life? Is that a problem in your life? I don't think studs really have a problem in their life with other studs hitting on them. So that...
Oh, yeah.
Not enough. the opinion in which what you have about it is as if it's just like men coming up to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? Or other femmes trying to get at you. It doesn't to have it such a strong point of view about something that I would guess doesn't happen as often because it's so taboo. When does that happen so much to speak with such a powerful voice in it, with such, and you would say you don't, but underlying hatred, and in you, and the feeling about it still strong and powerful. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why
mm-hmm.
is that?
And it's definitely it's not a hatred.
Again, that's conditioned. That's being conditioned. I mean, even to the point where I've heard other young studs be like, they'll fight about it. Why? Just be like, fuck it. I mean, just be like, I don't get down. You know, by my
right,
I don't get
right.
down. But
that's exactly what,
whether you recognize it or not, or how, whatever color you want to flavor it, there is a underlying prejudice about it. And if you don't do that, then it ain't no problem. But what you have done is created a sub-prejudice with not you, sis, just you, but those that have that particular point of view, a sub-prejudice within the community. It is no different than when a heterosexual person looks at any of us and says that shit is fucked up. So when you're within the community and you've decided to take a side of something, to be prejudiced about something, I don't think a lot of the young studs recognize that that's what it is. They'll say that's not what it is because I don't care what people do. I don't judge nobody. But then in the same breath, other studs, I don't know you in that manner, young bruh, other studs, if some studs step up to them, they'll fight them. So there's, again, contradiction. There's, again, being conditioned because they're really more afraid, such as straight people, when they find a family member's gay, they're really more afraid about what they think other people and surrounding would think and feel and respond, as opposed to, you
and
know
see,
what
for me, I would say preference doesn't equal prejudice. And I know we got to wrap this up, but I that's just my opinion. I don't think preference
equals
prejudice.
But the problem with preference turns into a fight is what I'm saying, where preference is no thank you, I don't get down or whatever, however you reject that person. But when it comes
right.
to, when it gets to the point where there's a fight, That is prejudice.
Yeah.
I mean, they
right.
there are studs that will be just like a gay boy walking somewhere. You know what I mean? And heterosexual men will beat him down. The other studs are stud, because I know a stud for stud couple, and they have to watch. They have to pay attention where they go, what they do, and how they do. And I think that is just bizarre. Because it should be like
you know, but I think you know what? But I think that's a great topic that we can do next week. You know what I'm saying? Is it, you know what I'm saying, preference over prejudice? I think you guys have stirred up something that really have, that really opened up a lot of questions, because it is something that we do need to discuss, because a lot of people have a lot of different opinions. A lot of people feel, you know, just like we had tonight, a lot of people feel it's like, you know, Malcolm X versus Martin Luther King. Not versus, but, you know what I'm saying, just different theories. So I think you guys will open up a great new topic for us to discuss next week and get some more callers in, some more different opinions about it. And I thank you so much, caller, for calling, man. We really appreciate it. You've opened up a lot of doors. You've opened up a lot of conversations for us to have. And we hope you call again, and hope you like what we're doing. Thank you for calling.
Because we value your voice. We do value your voice, and we value your opinion, and we want you to know that. You know what I mean? We do value what you're saying, and what you're saying is very valid, and we appreciate it, definitely. No mocking it, no none of that. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate it, and it will help us step our game up and help us have a clearer and better understanding, right?
Well, I appreciate you guys and the stimulation and getting that out there like that, so that these kind of conversations can be heard and maybe learned. Learn a little bit something and carry on and just, you know, make this just one big family like you guys were saying. Create the love in the family. Function from love. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
You
know. Definitely.
Definitely.
Thank you so much, too. We appreciate it. Like, we
right.
really
so
do.
Much.
And we got
I'm
mad
out.
Love for you.
All right. And I appreciate y'all. Right.
Yeah, for sure. Peace. We got time for one more caller? We got time.
I don't know, man.
We got time for one more quick caller. One more quick caller. What you thinking, Callie Bud? 3353?
Let's go. Let's get one more.
Hello.
All right, we got like two
hello,
minutes.
Hello.
Hello, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Hi.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight? I'm so glad I got in. I've been listening to y'all ever since y'all came on. I really did not think I was going to get in. Oh, my goodness. This is
amazing.
That's amazing.
Glad we got you.
You know, I know you only got a few minutes, so I'm going to make this quick. But let me start by saying I don't like when people try to challenge me. You know, don't try to challenge somebody, you know. You either with me or you against me. Don't try to challenge me. So, I don't really think it's a prejudice or a hatred. I just think that is setting a standard. You know, it's saying, this is who I am. I'm a part of this kind of lifestyle. I'm for this lifestyle. And I want to make this better for my community, okay? All of us as a whole. So, it's not a prejudice. It's just a basic opinion. It's not a, why are you getting so upset? Or it is a prejudice or a hatred. It's just saying, you know, this is what it is, and this is what I expect it to be. I'm a part of this life.
Right.
What's the difference between a straight woman being out at any kind of club, a femme, just a straight woman, pretty girl, whatever, and another pretty girl trying to get at her? What is that woman's opinion who's sitting there at the bar who is straight, but
right.
the other woman, this femme, who is saying, I'm going to approach her. So the straight woman turns her down, you know, gets with her partner or somebody. So it's her opinion on,
right.
I don't like straight women trying to, you know, get at me because this is what's going on right now.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
straight women not knowing that, you know, I'm not about that life, I guess.
Right.
Is that hatred? Is that prejudice? Or
no.
is that a powerful opinion? Because these are things that I have experienced before. No, I don't experience them every single weekend when I go out, but probably, you know, 5 to 10 times a year I have a couple different stories I could shoot you to let you know that this is what is happening and this is what's out of line and this is what it should be, you know. The caller before said something about if a man was doing this, if he was stripping, he's gay, honey. Like a real man is not about the fucking strip. None of that. A stud should not be doing none of that.
I mean, if they throwing dollars though, if they throwing big money, I'm just
gay.
Saying.
I feel you, baby. He's gay.
I still don't think even it. I don't even care if it was a few million that was being thrown at a stud. If you're about something else and you're really for it and you're trying to set a standard, money shouldn't be able to buy your morals and what you stand for
and
how you're
going to
make that happen.
Straight up.
Okay,
I do it all the time, though.
That's what's up. I appreciate it. Man, I'm glad we got that last caller in, you and me both, man. I'm glad we got you in. We got a lot of different opinions, and that's what we about, man. That's what we about, love. We are about love, but, you know what I'm saying, you can still have love and still have your own opinions, your own thoughts, and be your own person. That's not, you know what I'm saying, it's something, this, like I said, this is a great conversation that we want to continue to have with all of our callers because we are a community, you know what I'm saying? We are LGBTQ community, and we are all filled with different types of people. But if you want to put us in different classes, then we have to address some standards. And you know what I'm saying? If we're going to create this culture within ourselves, like such, them, no label, such and such, we're going to need to create standards and stuff for our culture. So I think this is a good combo. We thank all the callers, man. Solo, man,
of
this
course.
Is crazy. Dreams, man, where y'all at, man? This is crazy. Dr. J, y'all hearing these people? They got shit to talk about, man.
I love
of
it,
course.
Sir. We love it, man. We appreciate everybody's voice, man. Like I said, if you call in and tear our head off, tear our damn head off. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? Because we're definitely not closed-minded. You know, but we just stand where we stand, man. You know what I'm saying? But we still got love for everybody. So thank you so much for calling, man. We appreciate it, and we got to get out of here.
It was crazy.
Hey, man, listen in next week, 347-324-3853.
Damn, this
should
be interesting.
Yeah. Damn, it always is.
Hello?
Add me, Snapchat, Dr. J. Mo.